Beirut isn't just a city. It's a symbol of a particular kind of 20th century madness. Minutes after a car bomb brought down the federal government office building in Oklahoma City, the municipal fire chief stood surveying the carnage, numbed by the scale of the devastation, and mumbled to reporters, "This is the kind of thing you expect in Beirut, not in America." The calculated and systematic reduction of Grozny to uninhabitable rubble, the grotesque ethnic slaughter in Rwanda, the impotence of Western diplomacy and military intervention in Bosnia, the car bombs, drive-by killings, kidnappings, and assassinations that have informed and infected the agenda of fringe political organizations in Europe, Africa, South America, and the United States are all tactics that were devised and perfected in the anarchic arena that was Beirut. The city became a symbol of madness and depravity by which we measure all subsequent acts of madness and depravity in a world that watches these events with the detached curiosity of a bystander at a traffic accident, clucking in disgust while refusing to listen or to learn. And by persisting in our refusal to learn from our mistakes, we have condemned ourselves to repeat them.